getting ready for another district final. Nothing new for your team. A great season. I take it you probably at the beginning of the season, hey, we got the talent. We've got the bunch. We can get back to a state tournament this year.
You know, we thought, like, you know, what we do in the off season certainly gives us an opportunity to get back in the off, you know, in the postseason play. So yeah, the kids are real dedicated, and they commit in the summer and they commit in the fall, and that really helps.
Your schedule, you play from top to bottom, Coach, you know, Nebraska teams, Kansas teams, some Iowa teams, I think, in there as well. So all those, it feels like that schedule's made you much better game by game, week by week, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we kind of felt we lost 8 games last year. We had 8 teams drop us, so we needed to pick some up. I really wanted to strengthen the schedule and try to get a lot of Class 8 teams to, you know, play. Picked up Bell West, picked up Sioux City East, tremendous teams, St. Thomas Aquinas, and then, of course, we went down for the second year in a row to Arizona, played California team, Colorado team, a Wyoming team, and an Arizona team, and 3 of those 4 were, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 enrollment, and that's good for us. I mean, it's an opportunity to bond and, you know, get to know each other all the more and also have great competition and just continue our skills and getting better.
Yeah, playing out-of-state teams and really out-of-state, good, making a road trip down there. You never see those teams for the rest of the year, but it made you better, obviously, for the rest of the year, didn't it?
Yeah, certainly did.
Coach, can you throw some names out? Who are some of the young ladies who are going to be calling here on Saturday, scoring well, rebounding, and played well for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've got 2 4-year starters in Peyton McCabe and Addison Burt. Started their freshman year. Peyton has the all-time school record in scoring. We call her the general on the floor. I mean, she's just very court savvy. Sees the floor, reads the floor. I mean, I really think she's going to be a coach one day. She's, you know, certainly got the gift of it. Addison Burt is kind of like our hardcore defensive kid, just gets after it, does what she needs to do to help the team be successful. Molly Ladwig, you know, the other stars, Molly Ladwig, Mia McMahon, and Cam Kasner, you know, three good core kids that come in and, you know, all can shoot and rebound. And, yeah, it's good. You know, it's a good group of kids. And then we've got Libby Schakowsky coming off the bench and, you know, Maddie Ike and, you know, a couple of the kids. So we try to, you know, play a lot of kids if we can and just in a situation. And, you know, if we've got to go big, we've got to go small. That's kind of what we do.
I take the future down the line. You're seeing your younger kids. Once you see the group of seniors leave and everything, the future looks bright for you as well.
Yeah. We start 3 juniors, 2 seniors, and then first couple of kids off the bench are a couple sophomores, and then we try to get a freshman in there, a little bit of playing time too. And I mean, that certainly lends itself to, you know, what we want to do next year as well, because they're getting some, you know, experience, and which always helps.
Coach, obviously, you get a chance to watch some game film on McCook. You don't never see McCook at any time. I take it probably not in the summertime or any place. What's your take on the Bison as you get a chance to see them on Saturday?
I think they're solid. I mean, they've got, you know, 4 really solid guards. I really like Bortner. She's a, you know, kid that's very, very quick and handles the ball real well, gets to the rim, can shoot. You know, Walgren, Crawford, Hiker, they're all, you know, there's perimeter kids that, again, they can get to the rim, they can shoot, and then you got Rippin, who set a new school record in rebounds, and 6-footer, and she's very physical. And shoot, I've seen her pop out and hit some, you know, shoot some threes too. And so we got our hands full, you know, with McCook, and we're looking forward to it. And you know, it should be a good matchup, a lot of fun.
Well, I know your goal. Hey, get back to Lincoln. You want to get back to a state championship game. I know the last couple of years it just fell a little bit short, but sounds like this group, if they can get a big win on Saturday, got a chance to maybe run the table coming up next week.
Well, I mean, you know, I hate to say it, it's every coach's adage, but, you know, you take it one game at a time, and, you know, right now our focus is on McCook, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens, and, you know, hopefully we'll get a victory, and but we got a lot of work to do on Saturday, and then, you know, we'll go from there and see what happens. But a lot of good teams. I really think Class B is a solid class this year, you know, and you can see that when there's a lot of Class B teams beating some Class A teams this year, and I think that says a lot about Class B.